The second R is, so again, Rashi said that Hochei Drachim Apturim in Asoka, even B'Shas Chani Yosem. And Toi said, how could that be? How can you tell me that the Potter, Afilu B'Shas Chani Yosem, B'Chayra B'Shas Chani Yosem, there, it's Efshel L'Kayim Shneim, and it's Efshel L'Kayim Shneim, it's Poshet that you shouldn't have the halacha of Oisik B'Mitzvah Potter Menam. It's Oisik B'Mitzvah Potter Menam. It's if you can't do both. But if you could do both, what's the Havam that you shouldn't do both? And Toi's Lashon was, V'Teimo, in Yecholim L'Kayim Shneim, Amai Pturim, the Otu Adam Sheyesh Leit Sitzes BeBigdai Utfilim BeRoshem Mimifter. Right, Tosis is trying to make a dramatic point. Tosis, if you're going to tell me Oisim Mitzvah Batim and a Mitzvah, even if I'm not physically engaged in the Mitzvah, even if I can do another Mitzvah, it's fine, it's not going to impact the one Mitzvah I'm doing in any way, then just put on Sitzes in the morning, or put on Tfilin, and you're done. Otu, someone that has Sitzes BeBigdai Utfilim BeRoshem, Hayala Aladas. Can anyone have a havamina ben menoishal havamina that you're going to say for a person like that, oisik b'mitzvah batam and a mitzvah elamai says toys, you see clearly that if efshel l'kayim shneim, then the halacha is, of course you don't say oisik b'mitzvah batam and a mitzvah. So Rabbi Bienenfeld, a few months ago, called me and he asked a beautiful ha'ara on Tosfos, but it requires a tiny bit of an introduction. And that is, we've spoken over the years, right from the Beis Halevi and for Itzel Petterberger, for Reb Chaim Brisker, tonight's Reb Chaim's Yahrzeit, for Reb Chaim Brisker, that the mitzvah of Mila does not end when a baby is 8 days old and has a bris Mila, but rather it's a mitzvah nimsheches. In fact, every single second that a yid is mahul, he's mekayim a mitzvah esse d'oraisa of Mila. In other words, to say it in the vernacular, there's two dinim in the mitzvah of Mila. There's the Ma'isa HaMila, which happens on the 8th day from when a child is born. And then there's the second part of it, which a child is Mekayim every single second that he's Gemalit. And the Mekar, the Reb Itzel Petterberger and Reb Chaim brought, was from a Gemara Mesechtes Menachas Daf Mem Gimel Amid Beis, a classic Gemara. The Gemara says, B'shoshen Nichnas Dovid Beis Merchitz, Dovid Melech was running away from Shaul. He was a fugitive. Shaul wanted to kill him. And Dovid Melech was in a Beis Merchitz. V'ra Atzmai Oymed Arum. And he saw that he was Arum. He saw that he wasn't wearing any clothing. So the Gemara says, Omar, he said, Oili she'emoid Arum alei mitzvah. He says, I'm Arum, I have no mitzvahs on me right now. I'm in trouble. Meaning, I don't have any protection. Kiner mitzvah, the mitzvah protects. She'em mitzvah le'yeda davara. He said, but right now I'm Arum. I don't have any mitzvahs. What's going to be? Kimish niskabim mila. But then he remembered that he had bris mila. Shebibsaroi. He was in the Beis Merchitz. Nisyash v'daitoi. He calmed down. La'ach she'yotza. After he left the Beis Merchitz. Omer le'ashira. He said shira. Shenemar. Which shira did he say? Lam natseach ala shminis. Mizmor le'David. It was a shira ala mila. Shenitna b'shmini. So David HaMelech's in the Beis Merchitz. He's running away from Shaul. He's literally Aram, but also he felt spiritually Aram, because he felt he had no mitzvahs on him. Then he remembered that he had bris mila, and because he had bris mila, he felt he was protected because he had the mitzvah. So Reb Itzel Petterberger and Reb Chaim Brisker, they asked, he said, I understand. If David HaMelech was worried that he didn't have a mitzvah, so what was the nechama that he had with the fact that he had bris mila? Bris mila was something that he did when he was 8 days old. Elamai, he remembered that he once did a mitzvah. What, David HaMelech forgot all the mitzvahs that he did? He was always doing mitzvahs. The problem was, achshav, this second he didn't have a mitzvah. So if this second he didn't have a mitzvah, then why was it that with Kivan Shaniska ben Mila Shabsarin is Yashvadaitoi? So the Gedoyle Alamdim said that you see from this Gemara that when David HaMelech was Niska ben Mila, what he remembered was that this second he's being Mekayim a mitzvah. He's not being Mekayim a mitzvah. The Teretz says there's two dinim in the mitzvah of Mila. You have the mitzvah of Mila, that's the Maisa Mila that happens when a child is 8 days old. And then you have the mitzvah Nimsheches, that's a mitzvah that a person and that every single second that he's gemalit, and that's why it was nesiyash v'daita, because he realized this second, even in a beis merchitz, right now he was still able to be mekayim the mitzvah of mila. Another raya the Reb Itzel Petterberger brought, and raya nefla, was from Yaakov Avinu in the beginning of Parashas Vayechi. So Yaakov Avinu is ba'achris hayamim, and he calls his son Yosef HaTzadik, who is the Mishnah Lamelech, who has a lot of protection in the Egyptian government, and he tells him, I'm going to die soon, and the Egyptians are going to want to bury me here in Egypt, but I want you to swear, and I want you to make sure that I don't get buried here. I want to be buried with my father and with my Zayda. I want you to take me to the Ma'aris HaMachpelah. But before he asked him to swear, he told him, Simna Yotcha tachas yirechi. I want you to take your hand and I want you to put it tachas yirechi. What did he mean? He wanted him to grab on to the milah because there's an idea that a person who makes a shvur deiraisa is supposed to do it benekitas chefetz. He's supposed to be holding a chefetz shal mitzvah. That's why the Mishnah says in Masechta Shvuos, people when they swore they would hold a sefer Torah, this is an idea to hold a chefetz shal mitzvah. And you see many times in the Torah that this is the way shvuos happened. It happened simna yotcha tachas yirechi because the milah is a chefetz shal mitzvah. So Rabbi Yitzchak Paterberger asked that there's an obvious Rav Nosson that says that Yaakov Avinu was noilad maho. So if Yaakov Avinu was noilad maho, so he asked the kasha, he never did bris milah. So if he never did bris milah, it wasn't a chefetz shal mitzvah. Yaakov was an ish tam. He was born tam. He never had bris milah. So if he never had bris milah, so how is it a chefetz shal mitzvah? Now you'll tell me at a tofes dan bris. There's a big shaila what a tofes dan bris really is. Say if a tofes dan bris, memel. But what about according to all the poskim that a tofes dan bris is not real milah? So it comes out he never did bris milah. So fake a bitzela, how was Yaakov Avinu able to use simla yotcha tachas yirechi as a chefetz shal mitzvah? Yaakov Avinu was noilad mal. So a bitzela said, vaisois is two dinam in mil. Here's the mice na milah, and then there's an inyan that a yid has to be mal. Someone that's noilad mal can't do the first part of the mitzvah. But the second part of the mitzvah, he doesn't lose out. At the end of the day, he's gemalit. And the fact that he's in a state of mohel, that is also a kiyum mitzvah. And as a result, Yaakov Avinu, simno yotcha tachas yirechi, was able to be a chefetz shal mitzvah. But regardless, this is the raid in pre-Yitzchak, chelik bey, simon lamed. This is dvarim atikin adle ma'oid, that there's two dinim in the mitzvah of milah. This is the milah that happens by yom hashmini, and then there's the mitzvah nimsheches, that every second that a person is mol, he's mekayim a mitzvah. So Rabbi Bienenfeld Shlita asked, the bomba kasha. He said, if that's the case, Tosfos on Daf Chaf Hei, in our sugya, in the sugya of Oisik b'mitzvah, patam and ha-mitzvah, one of the most famous Tosfos in Shas. Tosfos is asking a kasha on Rashi, and he's trying to be as dramatic as he possibly could. Rashi, you hold Oisik b'mitzvah, patam and ha-mitzvah, even if it's Efshel l'kayim shneim, v'teimah, im yechayim l'kayim shneim, am I pturim, da'atu. What's the most dramatic comment that Tosfos can make? Mishin yesh lo tzitzis b'bigdoi? That means if you put on tzitzis in the morning, you're done. Frank Rabbi Bienenfeld, say better. You gemal it. If when you gemal it, you mekayim a mitzvah. Menachis mem gimel amid beis. All the brisk gerei. So Tosfos should have said better. Any person that wakes up in the morning, gemal it. He shouldn't have to do it. You don't have to put on tzitzis. You don't even have to put on tefillin. This was the kasha. So I was talking to Yedid Nafshi, Rabbi Levi Chomsky, and I told him over this ha'ara. So Rabbi Levi told me, tell Rabbi Bienenfeld, he was mechavin to the Marach Ur Zeruah. The Marach Ur Zeruah was Rabbi Chaim, who was the son of the Ur Zeruah. So this goes back a little bit. And in Tshuva Kuf Pei Gimel, he says what Tosfos says. And he says that the only time do you have the halach of oisah b'mitzvah, patnim and ha-mitzvah, is if it's efshel l'kayim shneim. But if it's efshel l'kayim shneim, then you don't have this halacha. And he proves it. You know what his proof is? The atu adam sheyesh lo tzitzis b'bigdoi. Fitfilim b'roishoi. U'mezuzah b'pischoi. And I'm skipping three lines. U'milo toichiach. Shekol Yisrael yesh la mitzvah z'milo. V'david avah aleh mizmor. Kishen nichlas l'beis ha-merchitz v'ra atzma yorim mikol ha-mitzvahis. So you see that it's posh that you can't say such a thing. Because if that would be the case, then Mila Toichiach, it's Mefurish in the Marach Ur Zeruah. But one thing that Rabbi Levi said, and Rabbi Bienenfeld said, is that from Tosfos, from the fact that Tosfos didn't say it, from the fact that Tosfos didn't say, maybe this is a makar, not like some of this raid. I'll call upon him. There's so much raid in Sukkah Daf Chaf Hei. I mean, this is the daf that's afachba vafachba the kuluba, but tucked away in something that Tosfos never said. You can look high and low in this daf. I don't think you're going to find the word milah here. But from the fact that Tosfos didn't say the word milah, this could be one of the great Maram Mekoymas in Hilchas Milah, in some of the brisk alumnus in Milah, raid that's reverberated throughout Brisei Milah from Grace of London throughout the years. But the point is that from the fact that the Marach Ur Zeruah brought Milah as a Makar and Tosfos did not bring Milah as a Makar, maybe this has to do with this shmooze, this raid from the Beis HaLevi, from Rab Chaim, and from Rab Itzel HaPeterburg.